Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.
Grace, greetings to all of my podcast friends. Welcome to another 5 minutes of the Nuggets of Grace as we go a little deeper into the Word. We're going a little deeper into the book of John. I'm certainly taking my time. I'm on no schedule. We could take as long as we want. It took me, 3 weeks to go through the first chapter? I'm at chapter 2 of the book of John. We arrive at the first public miracle of Jesus, which is the turning of the water to wine. On the third day, there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Now both Jesus and his disciples were invited to the wedding. And when they ran out of wine, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." So Jesus said to her, "Woman, what does your concern have to do with me? My hour has not yet come." A couple things about this. First of all, I find it interesting that Jesus' first public miracle is going to take place at a wedding reception. The wedding receptions in Israel were a lot longer than what we have. We have a couple hours, maybe 3 hours of dancing and whatever. In their day, they had a week-long wedding reception. It involved a lot of dancing, a lot of the party atmosphere, a lot of drinking, a lot of fun and enjoyment. And Jesus arrives with his disciples to enjoy some of those wedding festivities. I don't know who was getting married. It doesn't matter to me. What does matter is that Jesus would have this moment be the moment where he would reveal the miraculous. It wasn't to heal someone. It wasn't to save someone. It was simply to make someone happy. And so I think it's the Lord's way of introducing his son as he is here to bring joy into people's lives. That's one of the things that made Jesus who he was. It wasn't simply about healing someone or raising the dead. It was to bring joy and peace and laughter and fun into people who had lost that by the world. Also, when Mary says to her son, "They don't have any wine," Jesus takes it as her wishing he would do something about it. And he says, my hour hasn't yet come. And I want to say this. I haven't heard a lot of people really comment on this, but I just got to say it because I've preached this for years and I can't shake this feeling, this thought. And I could be wrong. Okay. So you don't have to, email me and tell me how sacrilegious this next statement is. I'm just trying to tell you what I think. I think that when it came out of his mouth, he didn't know it was his hour. When he said, "Mom, why are you doing this? My hour has not yet come." I don't think he walked into that wedding reception to turn the water to wine. I think he went because he felt like he should. Maybe his father said go, but he didn't know what he was going to do when he got there. And when his mom says they have no wine, the first response out of his mouth is, "What's that matter to me? Is my hour's not come." And yet he still turns around, turns the water to wine. So we've got to assume one of two things, I think. We've either got to assume that Jesus really meant what he said. He thought it wasn't his hour. Now, that doesn't mean Jesus is wrong. He's just listening to the Father at every second. And so far, he hasn't heard the Father say anything. So he says to his mom, "It's not my hour." Or we've got to assume that he turned the water to wine against his will. That the Father didn't tell him to do it. He just did it for mom's sake. Now, I don't think he takes much of a brain to know that I don't think that second one's the case. I don't think that Jesus reluctantly turned the water to wine. He's, "Well, I'm going to do this for mom's sake. I don't really want to do it. The Father doesn't want me to do it, but I'm going to do it." No. I think the former over the latter. I think that Jesus walked into that reception and it was not his time. He wasn't there to do anything but have a good time, have fun. And his mom said they have no wine. And so Jesus says, "It's not my hour." And yet almost immediately, because of her faith, I believe his heart was moved. And in that instant, the Holy Spirit said to him, "Yes, it is your time." Because look at verse 5. His mother said to the servants, "Whatever he says to you, do it." And maybe when Jesus hears her say that, and she hasn't said to them, "Hey, he's about to do a miracle." She just turns to him and says, "If he says it, do it." It was that kind of faith that stirred the heart of Jesus throughout his whole ministry. Why would it be any different when his own mom displays that kind of faith? And so something happens in his spirit that when she says that, he is moved. I like to say this, and I don't want to push this illustration to the breaking point, but I do like to say that whenever God sees your faith in action, that you truly do believe, he moves. He moves in the area of appropriation of covenant. And I don't want to push that to the breaking point because I don't for a moment believe you're bossing God around, but there are things that are yours and you just got to appropriate them. And God's just waiting to see someone that'll say, "Whatever he says to you, do it." And we'll go into those water pots of stone tomorrow on that miracle, because it's a fantastic miracle. Until then, just be at rest. You appropriate covenant in your own life in Jesus' name. Have a great day.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.